Welcome to Edge Show number 85. We are here with the news, joined by Rick. Thank you for joining me today.
Hey, anytime, man. It's been a while.
I know.
I've been on hiatus. I do have to apologize. I have not been pulling my weight on the team. So thank you for letting me back in again
to be able
to do this sort of stuff.
That's right.
What do we got for news, man?
Yeah, news. All right. One of the first things we have is the Cloud OS Network launch.
Okay.
And this is a bunch of folks who are committed to the Cloud OS. As you know, one of those things are, as part of the Cloud OS, right, there's public cloud, there's the on-premise cloud, and then the partners, right? So, you know, people who are committed to supporting that kind of partner element, right, to where you can move your workloads to partner data centers and resources. So pretty cool stuff there. Yeah.
We also had an announcement a little bit earlier on this week was MDOP 2012 R2 edition.
2013.
I try to sync it up with the products, but yeah, I guess it doesn't work.
It's all right.
Anyway, the R2 edition is now available for MDOP 2013 R2, which basically is those fantastic tools that you can use to be able to manage your environments, the tools to be able to go off and to do virtualization of the user environment and everything else that's all the glory that is MDOP is now available.
AppV, separating your apps from the OS.
This does obviously require that you have a enterprise agreement
and
open volume license agreement, one or the other, to be able to take advantage of these fantastic benefits.
Good stuff. All right, next up, you know, somebody over here does the countdown, I heard. There's some kind of announcement
there. We just recently came back from doing a little bit of a scouting trip for MS Tech Ed to take a look at Houston. And part of what we did was we were there to be able to collect some color and some cool stuff that's going on. So we've got a show coming out in the not-too-distant future about the first of three shows coming out from all that footage that we gathered. But more importantly than that is the fact that if you haven't already done so, the early bird discount wraps up and ends at the end of the month of December. So I thought we should get a PSA in there now to let people know that, hey, you've got about 2 and change weeks left before you lose out on the $300 savings. Make sure you get in there, register today, msteched.com.
Crazy stories too that Rick's telling me. You need to watch the countdown show.
Catfish and cheese grits for breakfast.
Do it.
Amazing.
All right. Personal side. We gotta inject a little bit of personal stuff because we know you IT guys, you're consumers too, just like all of us. So Mint App, I guess you were a beta tester for that.
I was about to say that I can't really show it's gonna be any difference on this guy here, but basically Windows Phone. One of the big discussions I always have with anyone that I talk to about Windows Phone, when they don't have a Windows Phone, is like, oh, I'm waiting for apps to come and this and this and this and that. Well, Instagram was announced not too long ago, and then also another big holder out for a long time has been the Mint application for Mint.com. I'm an avid Mint user, and I have been lucky not having a mobile device now that has it. Windows Phone has a version of it, and it's actually quite slick. Go check it out at the Windows Store for Mint.com.
So next up, we have a new update to the tool to switch your Gmail account over to an Outlook.com account.
I didn't know we had a tool for that.
It makes it real easy for those of you who don't know. I know, you know, I hear from some folks that are frustrated with some of the things that that's going on in the Gmail world, but I won't dive into the specifics. But nonetheless, we make it really easy for you to, you know, to go ahead and transfer your email over.
I saw this tweet announced from Ed Bott, who actually did a recent blog post series about how he actually technically set up and did this particular migration, all the switches you have to switch, stuff like that, as he was going through his migration over. And I'm curious to find out if this was actually a direct result of that they created this tool. So go check it out. It's on the Outlook blog for more details. And hey, try it out yourself.
Last announcement we have is related to the general availability of Windows Azure Active Directory, generic LDAP, and SharePoint connectors for FIM 2010 R2.
That's quite a mouthful.
That is quite a mouthful, yes. So,
want to simplify it for us? What does
it mean? Sure. Breaking it down, the FIM product, Forefront Identity Manager, is a product which helps you manage your identities inside of your environment. You know, so for instance, if you have a lot of different identity sources inside your environment, third parties, for instance, you know, you got to use Oracle, you use, you know, SAP identities, you have custom LDAP databases, whatever, right? You know, this kind of a good way to centralize your identity management with that on-premise product. These connectors enable that product to now connect up to those additional resources.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's kind of handy for those of you who are interested or using FIM 2010 and
RT. Sort of exploring Azure AD, if you're using some kind of generic LDAP directory and that sort of stuff, you can now tie it into FIM 2012.
Right.
And have it use it in their source.
That's right.
Sweet.
That's right. Yeah. So with that, you know, we're going to talk more about Windows Azure Active Directory Premium and in this interview. So keep watching. All right, welcome. Continuing on with Edge Show number 85, and here I am today with Nasos. Nasos, you are new to the Edge Show.
Yes,
here.
Actually, it's my first time.
Yeah, but, so why don't you tell our audience a little bit about what you do here at Microsoft?
Okay, so I'm Nasos Kladakis, and I'm the Product Marketing Manager of Windows Azure Active Directory and Multi-Factor Authentication.
There we go.
Yes.
There we go. So that's a long one there. So we, you know, I worked with you a little bit as well when we had a previous interview with Mark on the application enhancements to Windows Azure Active Directory. So if you haven't watched that yet, definitely go check that out. But since then, things have changed. What's happened since then? What's going on?
Oh, I mean, the big news are that application access enhancements are already in GA. We have generally available feature now, and we have announced the public preview of our premium offering, Windows Azure Active Directory Premium.
Okay.
So all the things that you have seen already, single sign-on to 500 and more SaaS applications, user assignments, security reports, all those stuffs are already in GA.
GA, and it's free, available to everybody that's there,
can,
so that's great.
You can go to your Azure subscription, create an Azure Active Directory, and use it right away.
Yep, single sign-on to all those different apps, that's awesome. So what, as you can see on the, we got a more detailed list of that on the slide there behind us. Mm-hmm. But we have some new stuff in the premium. What's there in the premium?
All the non-highlighted features that you can see here are free and already out there for our users, our customers to use them. But all the highlighted ones,
the bold ones,
the bold ones are part of our Windows Azure Active Directory Premium. And this is our first wave. We are not going to stop here. We are now offering user group group access management. We are offering tenant branding. We are offering self-service password resets and some more things. But we're planning to offer more and more in the next few months during our public preview.
Okay.
So this is not the final feature set of Windows Azure Active Directory Premium.
Okay. So the best, I mean, on Edge, we love to do lots of demos. So can you show us some of those bullets and make them come to life for us?
I can show everything besides the SLA part.
Okay? Yeah. That one, read the legal part, right? You're good to go. Yeah.
So let me start from our Windows Azure Management Portal.
Okay.
And you can see here the landing page of Windows Azure Active Directory. The new thing here is that we have the Enable Active Directory Premium features. In order to be able to use those Active Directory Premium features, you must first go to our preview page on WindowsAzure.com, scroll a little bit up and down, and find Windows Azure Active Directory Premium, and press right now. If you do that and you connect your Azure subscription to Windows Azure Active Directory Premium, then you can go back to your management portal and be able to see all those things. And what we have in that page? First of all, you can start configuring customization of your pages. So in the Configure tab, if you have enabled those premium features, you can find the customization branding button. And through that, you can upload logos, colors, pictures, whatever you want to customize your environment for your management portal, your login pages, and access panel. Everything can be done from that page. You can see here that you can actually enable self-service password reset for your users, and I believe that's one of our powerful features right now. Mm-hmm. You can enable self-service password reset for your users and allow them to use their office phone, their mobile phone, and more things in the future to prove their identity in order to be able to reset their password.
Okay, so right now that's going to be resetting the Windows Azure AD identity source that's
correct,
there, right?
Correct,
so
yes.
I know, obviously most folks now, they're probably using, having some synchronization source to their on-premise AD. Is there a way or planned, or is there a way for them to, if they reset their password in Windows Azure, for that password reset to kind of flow back into their on-premise AD?
In the current preview, the only password that you can reset is the one that you are using for your cloud applications. You cannot reset your on-premises Active Directory password. Mm-hmm. But definitely, we are planning to do that in the future. Stay tuned, and in a few months' time, you are going to be able to reset those passwords too.
Okay.
So a very cool new addition on our premium features is the group management feature. Right now, you can create new groups or synchronize groups from your on-premises Active Directory and bring them directly to Azure AD. But okay, having groups is one thing, and managing them, adding members to a group, creating new groups is one thing. But the cool thing here is that you can provision entire groups to applications. You can enable single sign-on to entire groups. Let's see what's that. Let's go to an application that we have already federated with our Windows Azure Active Directory, and that's one of the free features. But when you pick your application now, let's pick Box, and you want to assign users to that application, to that SaaS application, now you can choose between users and groups, and by picking groups, you can just pick any group you want and enable access to all the members of this group by one click. That was something
that's pretty powerful.
Yes,
right there.
It's pretty powerful, and many people were asking that, to be honest.
Yep.
So now you have groups, you can manage them, you can synchronize them from on-premises, but you can also assign access to group members and even provision users to SaaS applications. Now, I wanted to show and share with you the end user experience for the self-service password reset service. Is that okay?
Yeah, so just to clarify here though, groups is free, right?
Creating groups is free.
Yeah.
But if you want to assign access to groups, if you want to provision group members directly to SaaS apps, like
now
I show you
premium.
Here, yes, that's a premium feature.
Okay.
So bring your groups, but if you want to assign them to an application, you must pay.
There we go.
Yes.
There we go. All right.
And that takes us to the self-service password reset and user experience. Let's say that we have a user who is trying to access his access panel. And I want to remind to you and to our audience that by access panel, I mean that single page that has all the SaaS applications that are assigned to you.
Yep.
So from that page, you can single sign on to any SaaS application your organization is using, even to your own consumer applications. But let's say that you forgot your password.
Okay.
No, from that page, you can press that link, can't access your account. And after adding your ID, let's say I am that user and I have forgot my password. And after proving that I'm not a machine, now let's hope I could add those letters once.
Got to make sure you can pass the CAPTCHA test.
Yes, I must prove I'm not a machine. And now, no, I might be a machine. YHYYC. Okay. Now, you can see that user has already configured the update your reset your password through an email.
Okay.
Well, that's one way to do it. And yes, I have received an email, and now I can go to that email and reset my password. One other option I want to show you for the reset password is the usage of my mobile phone or my landline.
Yeah.
So I can go here and use another credential. And let me copy that to use it again. One more CAPTCHA to pass, sorry about that. But it's pretty important.
It's the nature of what we have to go through here.
Yes. So by hitting next, it's going to ask me which way I want to use to enable to reset my password through my mobile phone. So I can verify that my mobile phone is that. And by hitting next, I have to choose text or call.
I want to call. I want to hear it. What does it look like here? Let's see that.
Let's call. So, call. It's the first time I'm hoping my phone is ringing during a demo.
During a demo, intentionally.
Yes.
There we go.
So, you can hear my voice.
Going to answer it. Maybe put it on speaker there so we can hear the lady.
She's asking me to press the pound key.
Okay.
So I'm pressing the pound key, and now you are going to see. Okay, that was easy.
There we go.
So now I can reset my password.
Let
me pick one.
Don't be weak. Got to be strong.
Yes, it's got to be strong. And if it's not strong, or if it contains your username and stuff like that, it won't let you go through that process. So yes, my password has been reset.
There we go. Awesome. Pretty cool
and
stuff.
Yes.
There we go. So the multi-factor authentication piece there, is that going to be included in the premium offering, or is that a separate?
That's a good question. Multi-factor authentication is very similar to what we have seen. You can add an additional factor to your authentication, and you can have a call, a phone call, a message, or an email. And yes, it will be a part of the premium offering.
Okay.
Multi-factor authentication right now is a standalone offering.
Yep. And, you can still add it on to the basic,
when we hit GA with our premium offering, then MFA will be a part of the premium offering too.
Okay, cool. Awesome. All right, so we've covered so far, to recap. We've got, it looks like, groups.
Yes.
You've shown us self-service password reset.
Yes.
And now what else do you got?
I have
what else you got up your sleeve?
I have security reports.
Okay.
Let's go to our security reports. So, in our free offering, we have right now three security reports. With our premium one, we have added two more anomaly reports. Let me start with a very interesting free report I would like to share with our audience. So, we have a report that is called the Impossible Travel, and it shows all the attempts that the user has made to access an application and between two different geographies, but the time frame was so small that he couldn't possibly travel.
Okay.
So, let's choose that, and let's try to take the report for the last 30 days. You can see that in the last 30 days, this user is trying to access the same application from United States and Greece in a time frame of 4 or 5 hours. And we all know, I believe that you know that, traveling from Greece to USA, you need more than 11 hours.
Yes.
So something is happening here. Okay. We're not sure that's wrong. I mean,
it's only if we knew people that were from the Greece country that might be able to do this.
So it's not definitely wrong, but if you if you suspect that this is a malicious user, then you can hit on that user from the report and reset his password directly as an administrator.
There you go.
Or enable multi-factor authentication for that user.
Okay.
So then we're going to see the Greek Audrey or the US Audrey is the real one, because it's going to have their own the mobile with them.
Right, and you just kind of resolve the issue right there as opposed to trying to wait on something else to happen, right? That makes
because
sense.
Because reporting is one thing, but
fixing
actions,
it's
another thing.
That makes sense.
So
very cool.
Let's go to the two paid reports that we have. So the first one is the report that has sign-ins from IP addresses with suspicious activity. So we monitor all the activity that is going on for when users are accessing our applications. And we have more than 10 billion authentication attempts every week in Windows Azure Active Directory.
Yep.
So we can tell if a user is accessing an application from his normal IP or suddenly a new IP is appearing. Mm-hmm. If we see something like that, then we report it through that screen that you can see. The same goes here. If you think that something is really strange, you can pick the user and reset his password, or you can enable multi-factor authentication for him.
Okay. Okay.
So that takes us to the last report, which is the irregular sign-in activity.
And the last one was free or paid?
Paid. The the sign-ins from IPs that are suspicious and the sign-ins from irregular devices or people is paid.
Okay.
The two last reports were paid.
Okay.
So again, if we choose the last 30 days and get that report, we are seeing here something else. Not just IPs, but we are seeing users that are accessing from different machines, from different browsers. So if you are accessing your app every day from the same browser and the same machine and the same IP, and suddenly you change that, then you can see here that you are going to be reported.
Now,
and our friend from Greece, you can see he logged in from Athena in Greece, from a strange IP, which is not the regular IP for that user.
Okay.
And we report that, and again, reset his password, enable multi-factor authentication
okay.
for him.
Okay, and I'm guessing there's some kind of intelligence behind the scenes built in as far as what's irregular.
Exactly.
I mean, because obviously if I work at home and I work in the office, or if I just have a one-time occurrence while I'm traveling, it's probably not so much of a big deal. But if it's a regular thing, then now we're starting to see that.
Exactly. There is a machine learning intelligence behind that. And actually, we're using the intelligence that we're getting from all our customers to help them. I mean, if you have an IP that is trying to access all our customers once, obviously something is not going well here.
Right.
And we can use our knowledge to help our customers identify malicious attempts.
So we're doing kind of a bunch of background work on across all of Windows Azure Active Directory and kind of bubbling that up through kind of some of these premium reports
and try to provide
the best visibility for them there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And again, I should say here that we are going to add more and more and more reports every week.
Yep.
Every 4 to 6 weeks from now on, you are going to see more reports and more features in our premium offering.
Yeah, very cool. So, I mean, what would be the call to action? I mean, just other than signing up for Windows Azure Active Directory
right
Premium.
Right now, from our users, from our audience, we really need to go on and try our new stuff. And we really appreciate their feedback.
Yeah.
Yes, believe it or not, we're taking feedback seriously. We need it.
Yeah. No, I know that I had some people from the last one with Mark come in and respond to me, and we got engaged there and got some good two-way communication there, right?
So I believe that there's no better way to actually see if all those things I'm showing right now are true unless you try them by yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thanks so much, Nasos, for your time.
Thank you, David.
Alrighty, thank you.
Nice interview, man. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
If you want to leave any comments, obviously you can get a hold of us here at Channel 9, just down below inside the comment area. Feel free to post something there, and either one of the C9 crew or even us will be able to go down there and respond.
Yeah. Yep. Specific comments on the interview, of course, respond in the comment thread. That's the best way for that. But also check out our Edge Show app if you haven't. The Windows 8 app we have allows you to download videos, you know, play them at variable speed if you want to crank
speed,
through our episodes
speed
a little bit.
Through the episodes.
That's right. I know I do that for pretty much whatever I watch.
Get a hold of us also old-fashioned email if you want to with edge@microsoft.com. And you can also reach us on the Twitters.
Yep. At TNEdge.
TNEdge.
Do it.
And Facebook too, right?
Facebook. That's right.
You've got all these ways to connect. Connect with us.
Yes,
leave us comments.
Please.
Let us know what's going on.
We want to hear from you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for coming up with the show, man. And thanks for having me.
Yeah.